course, I want to take a break today from our regular study of Mark, and I want to spend some time directly addressing each part of the body of Christ today. Philippians 1, verses 1 through 2 is the passage that I want us to look at. In here today, as we've gathered, there are four groups of people. And three of them are referenced directly in this passage, and the fourth is addressed by not being included in the others. Today, our worship service is about commissioning and affirming each of these groups in the church, or at least three of them. Let me just tell you the four groups, and then I just want to walk through this passage and affirm each one, address each one. First, what you see is the entire church. There's the church, the entire body of Christ. That is part of YMEC. And then we have elders or pastors. And now by God's grace, we have two additional elders that God has raised up who we will lay hands on and ordain to their new role today. We also see the deacons in this passage. And God has blessed us with three new deacons to ordain today to their roles. And then there's a fourth group that's left out but is addressed by their absence, and that is those who may be here today that you're not elders, pastors, you're not deacons, but you're also not part of the body of Christ. And I want to talk to you as well today. So let's read this passage, which is Paul's words of greeting to the church in the town of Philippi. Philippians 1, 1 through 2 says this: Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
フィリピンにいるキリストイエスにあるすべての生徒たち、並びに監督たちと執事たち、私たちの父なる神と主イエスキリストから恵みと平安があなた方にありますように。
Now, of course, this is Paul's usual opening of his letters.
もちろんこれはパウロの手紙のいつもの書き出し方です。
He introduces himself, and in this case, he introduces his companion Timothy, since he's with him at this point, and he seems to be known by this church at Philippi. In his greeting to this church, he addresses three groups. Notice first he says, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi. And then he says, with the overseers, which we're going to see are our elders and deacons. Now, the first group addressed saints. That is the entire church. Folks, every one of us who knows Jesus Christ in here today is a saint. And the assumption by Paul's address here of calling them saints is that the church is made up of those who have been made right with God through Jesus Christ, and because of that, they are now saints, or they are holy ones in God's eyes. Now, the title saint, any of us who look at our own lives, we know this doesn't refer to our personal possession of personal holiness, but it refers to our status before God by our relationship that we have through Jesus Christ. We, if we know Jesus Christ, we are clothed in Jesus Christ's holiness or righteousness, which then makes us a saint. It makes us a holy one before God. Now, when we look across the Bible, we see this idea in many places in Scripture. Isaiah 61 verse 10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 27 says, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Just one more illustration of this. In Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 8, we read this. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.
これについてもう一つだけ、僕19章7節から8節には、私たちは喜び楽しみ、神を褒めたたえよう。子羊の婚礼の時が来て、花嫁は用意ができたのだから。花嫁は輝く清い甘布をまとうことが許された。 その上がるごとは生徒たちの正しい行いであるとあります。
We don't have a place in heaven clothed in whatever we want to wear.
私たちは自分が身にまといたいものを何でもまとって天国に行けるわけではありません。
We only receive our eternal place at God's table when we wear the clothing of righteousness.That He Himself provides for us.
神ご自身が与えてくださる義の衣を身にまとって初めて神の食卓に永遠の居場所を得ることができるんです。
And that righteousness, that holiness that makes us a saint or a holy one, it comes through this putting on of Jesus Christ at salvation.
そしてその義私たちを聖徒や聖なるものとする清さは救いを通してイエス・キリストをまとうことによって得られます。
Now I want to point out here that Paul addresses the church as a whole before addressing the elders and the deacons.
ご指摘したいのは、パウロが長老と執事に語りかける前に、教会全体に語りかけているということです。
When I looked at the other letters of Paul to various churches, this is the only letter to any church where he even addresses the leadership directly in the opening of the letter.
パウロが教会に宛てた他の書簡を見ても、冒頭で直接リーダーたちまで語りかけているのはこの書簡だけです。
And so, it seems pretty important that he would address the church first beforewhat we would consider, the Bible considers, the leadership of the church.
ということは、教会の指導者たちよりも先に教会全体に語りかけることが重要だったように思います。
Today, we're going to give special recognition to our elders and our deacons by setting them aside by the laying on of hands.
今日私たちは安息日を持って長老と執事の皆さんを敬礼します。
Now, of course, this is biblical. This is based in part on Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 3, where we read, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and they sent them off.
そこには彼らが主を礼拝し断食していると聖霊がさあ私のためにバルナバとサウロを聖別して私が召した働きに就かせなさいと言われたそこで彼らは断食して祈り二人の上に手を置いてから送り出したと思います
But I want to say this specifically to my fellow elders, to the deacons before we even addressOur offices in these verses. All of us, elders, deacons included, we are first of all part of His church. We are part of the body of Christ before we are an office within the church.
ですが、長老と執事の皆さんにこのことや役割について話している前にお伝えしたいことがあります。それは私たちが教会内の役割に就く以前にまずキリストの体である教会の一部であるということです。
And dear brothers and sisters, as elders or as deacons in here, our highest designation is not elder or deacon. Our highest designation is saint.
また長老と執事の皆さんにお伝えしたいのは、私たちの最高の呼び名は、長老、執事といった呼び名ではなく、聖徒という呼び名です。
There can be no pride, there can be no arrogance that comes from being recognized for leadership within the body of Christ if we will recognize our highest position as one of being dead to ourselves, but alive in Christ.And made a saint before God through Christ's efforts and not anything to do with ourselves.
もし私たちが自分たちの最高の立場とは自分自身に対して死に、キリストにあって生かされ、自分自身の努力によってではなく、キリストを通して神の前に聖徒とされていることだと認識するなら、 キリストの体において指導者となるとき、そこにプライドや傲慢さの入る余地はありません。
And so today, church, while we will set apart these elders, these deacons for specific leadership within the church, I want you to know that is not the most significant part of our service.
ですから今日、私たちは長老と執事たちを教会内の特定の指導者として性別いたしますが、それが私たちの礼拝の最も重要な部分ではありません。
The most significant part of our service today will take place after that, where I'm asking all of you who are members of YBC to affirm your commitment along with the elders and deacons to the body of Christ here at YBC by signing our new membership covenant as a sign of that commitment to each other.
礼拝の最も重要な部分はその後です。教会員の皆様には、長老や執事たちと共に、YBC のキリストの体に対する誓いとして、新しい教会契約に署名していただきたいと思っております。
Now, of course, though, as I pointed out, in this special case here in Philippians, Paul does go out of his way to greet specifically.The church leadership of both the overseers and the deacons.
さて、すでに指摘しましたように、フィリピ人の手紙では、特別なケースとして、パウロはわざわざ教会の指導者である監督と執事に挨拶をしています。
Now, of course, he doesn't get into a lot of details. This is only two verses. But I want to address specifically our two elders, I should say three elders, myself, from this verse today, becauseI think even in this short introduction, Paul has something to say to us as elders.
もちろんパウロはここで多くに触れているわけではありませんが、短い導入部分にさえパウロの長老へのメッセージがあると思うので、今日はこの箇所から私たち二人の長老、自分も含めて三人の長老に向けて話をしたいと思っています。
First, I want us to notice that he doesn't useThe primary New Testament term for pastor, which is elder or presbyteros in the original language.
まずここでパウロは新約聖書で主に使われている牧師や長老、また、言語のプレスプテロスという言葉を使っていないことに注目していただきたいと思います。
Instead, what he's doing here is he uses the term overseer, which is or episkopos.
代わりに監督あるいはエピスコポスという言葉を使っています。
And so I would say to Hero and to Grant, we as elders are called to oversee as shepherds the church of Jesus Christ.
ヒロさん、グラントさん、私たち長老は羊飼いのようにイエス・キリストの教会を監督するよう召されています。
And we will be held to account.For how we shepherd those whom God has called to be part of His church at YBC.
神が YBC の教会の部分となるよう召された人々を我々がどのように牧会するかに責任が課されています。
We see this idea of accountability and leadership and oversight in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
この責任、リーダーシップ、監督といった考え方をヘブル人への手紙13章17節に見ることができます。
Hebrews 13:17 says, Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you.
聖書にはこう書いてあります。あなた方の指導者たちの言うことを聞き、また服従しなさい。この人たちは神に申し開きをする者として、あなた方の魂のために見張りをしているのです。ですから、この人たちが喜んでそのことをし、嘆きながらすることにならないようにしなさい。そうでないと、あなた方の益にはならないからです。
Now, of course, as a congregationally ruled church, our role as elders involves leadership.Of the church who ultimately collectively actually oversee even our leadership. But what type of leadership is God going to hold elders accountable to as under shepherds of his church? First Peter chapter 5 verses 2 through 3 says this, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
ペテロの手紙第1、5章2節から3節には、あなた方のうちにいる神の羊の群れを牧しなさい。強制されてではなく、神に従って自発的に、また卑しい利得を求めてではなく、心を込めて世話をしなさい。割り当てられている人たちを支配するのではなく、むしろ群れの模範となりなさいとあります。
I want to go back to how Paul introduced himself in Timothy.If you remember, Paul and Timothy, they're actually elders as well. Timothy was at least one point an elder, likely similar to a lead elder or a lead pastor in Ephesus. And Paul was, of course, an apostle who started numerous churches where he would have served as an elder until moving on to plant the next church. And in his introduction, to himself and Timothy, he says that they are servants of Christ Jesus. Now, you have to understand this word that servants, this is not the same word, diakonos or deacon, that is sometimes used to translate the word servant.
ここでしもべと訳されている語は、時にしもべと訳されるディアコノス、あるいは羊という単語ではありません。
The word he uses here, when he's saying they're a servant of Christ, is the word doulos, or really slave.
ここで、キリストのイエスのしもべと自分のことを言っている言葉、ここで使っている言葉はデュロスという言葉で奴隷を意味します。
Paul viewed himself and he viewed his leadership as that of a slave of Jesus Christ. How can we as elders, as pastors, keep ourselves from becoming domineering in leadership?Or doing ministry for the wrong reasons. It's by reminding ourselves of our true calling and of our ultimate master. We are first of all saints together with the body of Christ. And we serve not ourselves, but we serve our Lord Jesus Christ as his bondservant or his slave to do his will for his glory and how we shepherd the sheep that God has called together into one body at YIBC.
私たちはまず第一にキリストの体と共にある聖徒である自分自身にではなく、しもべ、奴隷として、主イエス・キリストに仕え、神が YIBC で一つの体となるように召された羊たちを、どのように牧するかによって、神の栄光のために、その御心を行います。
The final thing I'll say about this is that this should characterize our ministry as pastors, as elders, and help us to not only lead well, but also to submit well to the ultimate authority of Jesus and to the collective authority of the church, the body of Christ as a whole.
それが牧師として、長老としての私たちの務めを表すものであるべきですし、ただ良い導きとなるだけではなく、イエスという最高権威に、また教会全体としての権威に従う助けとなります。
And now let me say the same things to the deacons.
同じことを執事の皆さんにも言わせてもらいたいと思います。
There are two distinct offices in the church.
教会には二つの異なる役職があります。
According to the book of Acts, the first deacons were chosen to take ministry responsibilities off the backs of the elders so they could focus on two things, prayer and the ministry of the word.
人の働きによれば、最初の執事たちは、長老たちが祈りと御言葉の奉仕という二つのことに集中できるよう、長老たちの負担を軽減するために選ばれました。
And so, in what we believe at YBC to be a biblical understanding of your role as deacons, we ask you to lead in the ministries of our church and in the practical concerns of our church under the authority of the elders so that we as elders can focus on prayer and the ministry of the word.
ですから、執事としての皆さんの役割を聖書的に理解するなら、私たち長老が祈りと御言葉の奉仕に集中できるよう、長老の権威のもと、教会のミニストリーや実質的な関心事についてリードしてくださいますようお願いしたいと思います。
But as with the elders, brothers and sisters who are deacons, you are first and foremost above all. You are a saint. You are a part of the church body.
ですが、長老と全く同じく、執事である皆さんもまず第一に生徒である教会の体の部分です。
And in this body, all of us, elders, deacons, church members, we submit to each other out of love in order to show Christ to the world around us.
そしてこの体にあって、長老も執事も教会員も私たちの周りにいる人たちにキリストを示すため、皆が互いに愛を持って伝え合うのです。
John 13:35 says this, By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
ヨハネの福音書13章35節は、互いの間に愛があるなら、それによってあなた方が私の弟子であることを、全ての人が認めるようになりますと。
Your leadership is loving service to those who you lead in various aspects of ministry.
リーダーシップとは、ミニストリーの様々な面で、あなたが導く人々に対する愛の奉仕です。
Your leadership is serving the body of Christ in ways that probably are not going to put you behind a pulpit, but they are essential to making disciples and fulfilling our mission of the Great Commission.
リーダーシップとは、説教台に立つことではなかったとしても、弟子を作るために不可欠な様々な面で、キリストの体に使えることです。
Things like ensuring that our building and grounds are clean and well kept. Guess what? That makes guests who need to hear the gospel comfortable coming into our facilities.
建物や敷地が清潔に保たれていることで、福音を聞く必要のある方々が快適に過ごせる場所を提供することができます。
Making sure that there are nursery workers makes it possible for parents to be able to worship and grow in their faith without distraction for a couple of hours each Sunday morning if they want to take advantage of that.
託児の奉仕者がいることで、毎週日曜日の朝、数時間の間だけでも、親たちが集中して礼拝に参加し、信仰を深めることができます。
Making sure that each language group in our church is feeling connected to the church is vitally important in our multicultural context here at YBC.
この YBC という多文化的な環境において、教会のそれぞれの言語を持つグループが教会につながりを感じられるようにすることは極めて重要です。
Having well-trained greeters and ushers who make people feel welcome and cared for from the moment they enter our property, it makes it possible for the elders to not have to worry that maybe we're the only ones who are greeting guests. And be able to maintain focus on the worship that will happen during that worship service.
人々が教会に来られた瞬間から歓迎され、大切にされていると感じることができるよう、トレーニングを受けた挨拶係や案内係がいることで、長老は自分たちだけがゲストに挨拶をすべきだと心配することなく、その後の礼拝に集中することもできます。
And of course, let me be clear, the elders don't stop doing ministry. We're a part of all these things in some way. But it is deacons who oversee and who organize all these ministries.
もちろん長老たちがこれらすべてのことに何らかの形で関わっているのですが、それらのミニストリーを組織し監督するのは執事です。
And what would our worship be like without deacon leadership to organize all the musicians, to print out all the music, to put the lyrics on the screen so we can sing together. Deacons, whatever role you serve in, you are absolutely necessary to the life of this church. And I just want you to know that God is using your leadership in ways that help us to bring glory to God and fulfill the Great Commission every single week.
父の皆さんがどのような役割を担っていても、皆さんはこの教会の生活に必要な存在であり、私たちが神に栄光を期し、大宣教命令を果たすために、神は皆さんのリーダーシップを用いられています。
But I included verse 2 for a reason.
また私は2節だけだって作りました。
Verse 2 says, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
2節には私たちの父なる神と主イエス・キリストから恵みと平安があなた方にありますようにと言います。
Now of course,This could just be considered a standard greeting that we could just overlook. But I want you to think about the deep, important truth that this simple statement conveys.
もちろんこれは標準的な挨拶で見過ごしても構わないと思われるかもしれませんが、この挨拶が伝える深く重要な真理について皆さんに考えてほしいんです。
Grace and peace come from God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
恵みと平安は主イエス・キリストを通して神から与えられます。
Whether we are members, deacons, elders, we cannot fulfill our calling as a member of the body of Christ without the grace of God on our lives.
教会員であれ、執事であれ、長老であれ、神の恵みなしに私たちはキリストの体の一員として召された役割を果たすことはできません。
We were spiritually dead sinners before God reached out to us in love and he sent Jesus Christ to die on a cross for our sins.
神が愛を持って私たちに手を差し伸べ、イエス・キリストを使わせて私たちの罪のために十字架にかけられるまで、私たちは霊的に死んだ罪人でした。
Jesus' death makes peace with God, our Creator, who all of us are in rebellion to because of our sin.
私たちが自身の罪ゆえに敵対している創造主である神との間にイエスの死は平安をもたらしてくださいます。
And so for all of us, whoever you are,To fulfill our role within the body of Christ, we must look to Jesus to fulfill that call on each of our lives.
ですから、私たち皆が キリストの体において自分の役割を果たすためには、キリストを守らなくてはなりません。
None of us can do this in our own strength.
誰も自分の力では果たすことができないんです。
Folks, we are saved by grace, but we also live by grace.
私たちは恵みによって救われ、恵みによって生きるのです。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 says, But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
ペテロの手紙第2、3章18節は、私たちの主であり、救主であるイエス・キリストの恵みと知識において成長しなさい。イエス・キリストに栄光が今も永遠の日に至るまでもありますように。アーメン。
We must continue to grow in our understanding of how much you and I need Jesus.
どれほどまでに私たちがイエスを必要としているのかを理解を深め続けなくてはなりません。
Grace is not a one-time thing that gives us new life, although it does just that.
恵みは私たちに新しい命を与えてくれますが、その一度限りのものではありません。
God's grace is an ongoing outpouring of His undeserved kindness towards us that allows us to grow more and more like our Savior Jesus Christ every single day.
神の恵みとは、キリストにあって日々成長することができるようにと与えられる、私たちが与えしたい神の優しさの絶え間ない注ぎです。
And this has to be what fuels our service in the body of Christ.
それこそがキリストの体における私たちの奉仕の原動力でなければなりません。
But remember, I said that there are actually four groups today that I know are in here listening.
ですが、今日ここには四つのグループの方がいらっしゃるとお話ししたことを思い出してください。
And that last group, saints, elders, deacons,And finally, I want to talk to those of you who are not saints.
その最後のグループ、聖徒、長老、そして聖徒ではない方です。
You are here today, but you've never really accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
皆さんはイエス・キリストを主であり、救い主として受け入れておられません。
Folks, to you today, I would say this, God's grace is ready and willing to accept you today and to make you one of His own holy ones, one of His saints.
神の恵みは、今日あなたを受け入れ、ご自分の聖なるもの、聖徒の一人とする準備ができています。
But,That sainthood, that holiness is only accessed through faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. And by repenting of your sins, by trusting in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, youcan become part of His body. You can become part of His church and you can experience the joy that comes with being His saint.
罪を悔い改め、イエス・キリストを主であり、救い主であると信じることによって、皆さんの主の体の一部となり、主の教会の一部となり、聖徒となる喜びを経験することができます。
And I know some of you have been here.Time after time. And you can just continue to observe from the outside. And yes, I would say, I hope when you come to YBC, you experience the love that we have for you because of Jesus. But you can do all of that and you can miss the glorious life of being a part of the body of Christ as a saint of God.
傍観者であり続け、イエスを手に私たちが示す愛を受けても、神の聖徒としてキリストの体の一部となる素晴らしい人生を味わわずに過ごすこともできます。
And I want to ask you again today, Would you become one of us? Would you accept Christ and experience the grace of God? Would you move from being outside, soto, to being inside, uchi, and be accepted into his family and made holy as a saint of God through Jesus Christ? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that in your word, you reveal yourself to us every time we look at it, even if it's in a simple greeting from an apostle to a church. Father, we thank you that today you have raised up within our body elders, deacons, and most of all, we all together are called saints, holy ones, through the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for anyone in here who doesn't know Jesus Christ today. Father, may you remove distractions. May you help them to hear from your Holy Spirit. May you convict them of their sin and bring them to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we spend time today setting apart elders, deacons, and our body in a recommitment of our unity and our love for each other, may you be glorified. May you speak to us. And may you be the center and the reason for everything that we do. We need you more, Lord. We need your grace. We need your mercy. We need your forgiveness. And Lord, we need to experience your glory. We love you and we praise you. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.